Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 41st episode of Making Shifts Happen with the Stress Buster Secrets. Again, it's hard to believe it's episode 41. I'm Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and my team and I are dedicated to inspiring, inform, and helping motivate you to create the changes that are going to help you in your life become more and more stress-free. The show today has been very interesting. This is my fifth attempt, and because I had some episodes on Blog Talk Radio, they're not going to air them until Friday. So even though this is a Thursday show, if you tuned in on Thursday and you missed it, I'm glad you came back on Friday to get the show. It's very interesting working with technology. For some days, it's just your best friend, and other days, it can be one of your greatest stressors. Also, I'm not at the office, so I don't have my normal welcoming script, but I do remember that my team and I are dedicated to bringing this information to you. Last week, we talked a little bit about five serious stressors, and we went through them, what they were, and talked a little bit about the first one. The quote for today is one that I had, oh gosh, back in the 70s. I'm not sure who the author is, but it says, "Dear stress, let's break up. Love me." Okay. I thought that was interesting and a good way to start this show. The stressors are serious, but we don't have to be extremely serious. We can come in with lightheartedness and laughter and other things that really help us to manage stress. So I'd like to review the five stressors we mentioned last week in case you missed that show. The first one was living in drama. The second one was avoiding peace. The third was avoiding lying. And the fourth was avoiding change. The fifth is living in the past or in the future. So as I prepared for this show, it was really interesting because, again, I was dealing with a certain amount of stress. In the past, for some reason, in the middle of my show, I've been cut off and I've had to call back in. It's really fascinating. And I was looking for quotes and I saw another one today that reminded me of what was going on with this show. Stress happens. I mean, it really does. It happens all the time, every day. Being on this planet, we appreciate and we create certain amounts of stress. But the stress is not what hurts us. It is our response to it. And we do have a choice on our response. Today, I could have gotten extremely frustrated, gotten really upset, been upset about everything that was going on, decided, oh, it's not worth it, and just walked away from the whole thing, just thinking this is too stressful and I don't need to deal with it. However, I kept just asking, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? What am I not getting? And I looked at the five serious stressors and I realized I was living in those stressors. I was creating a living drama. I was avoiding natural peace. I don't know too much about lying. Maybe I was saying this shouldn't happen, and it was happening, so that in essence is a lie as well. Avoiding change. I didn't call in to see what a good number would be to call so that I wouldn't get cut off. And living in the past or in the future, I was doing all of those. And as a result, my show is being delayed a day and some other things are happening. However, it's just what's going on in life. And I can either be extremely stressed about it and pay a physical, mental, and emotional price for it, and I can keep coming back to it, and I can awfulize and catastrophize. I can whine about it. I can carry on about it with everybody in my life. Or I can just simply get on with my life. Another tool that we're going to talk about today comes from Access Consciousness, because a lot of the stress that we create is created stress, habituated, or it's a part of our subconscious. And we've talked about many of us would not know who we were if we were not bathed in stress hormones all day long. So I just now noticed something that could cause me another stress. Usually in my studio, I have a timer so I can figure out how long things are going, what's happening. Today, it's not happening that way. So I'm going to have to figure out what best to do to time so that I don't overrun my time and I get in all the information that is important for today. Also, the holidays are coming up, and we're going to be doing a few holiday shows as well. I did get some information from you at info@makingshiftshappen.com, and the questions were interesting. They were some that I hadn't heard before from my audience. So I thank you, and I appreciate you stepping up and asking questions so that we get a little bit different take on it. They said, what does it mean when you give away power? And I'm not sure I really addressed that in the last episode. However, it's a good topic to talk about because it does fall in line with these five major stressors, giving away our power. One of the ways we give away our power is when we say, they made me feel, or that situation made me feel, which means that we are taking our inner authority and discounting it and giving power to another person or an event or even a belief or a mindset. And so then that power is not available to us for us to have to live a rich, joyful, purposeful life. If our power is always being given away to other people, it's a little bit of a victim mentality. And I heard something not too long ago about certain types of habituated behaviors or maybe even addictions. We might be addicted to feeling powerless because we learn that at such a young age. Okay, I just checked my phone, and I am not sure how I'm going to be able to tell how long I've been on the call. So I will just do my ability. Anyway, when you say they made me feel, what you're doing is you're giving the authority for your feelings, for your responses and reactions over to something external. Instead of coming inside and asking the question, how does this make me feel? What's going on in my life? How can I feel differently? And this takes us into, boy, I had so many great things that I wanted to talk about today. This takes us into this sense of powerlessness, which leaves us hopeless and helpless. Interesting capacity of feeling hopeless and helpless in that habit of being victimized by other people. You'll hear in psychology and other things, and you've probably heard this throughout your life, talk with I statements, claim your power back, and talk from where you are rather than what the other person is doing to you, as if they have any control over you. And this is really important because when you live in giving somebody else your power, you live in that sense of drama. And because you're losing power, what you may do is you may create drama so that you can have a sense that something is happening and you have some control over it. So let's do this. Let's play the telephone game. Remember when you were little, or remember, I should say, when you were little, sorry, and you sat in a line and somebody whispered something in your ear, and then you were supposed to whisper it to the next person. And then we were supposed to see how it came out at the very end, if it was the same or if it was changed. Most of the time it was changed, and sometimes it wasn't even close to what the original statement was. It depended on how many people went through it. It depended on how many belief systems filtered out certain words or certain dynamics of it. Sometimes it was quite simply somebody changed the word not to do or whatever. And it was interesting the way it all came out. Well, this is one of the elements of drama, because in drama, information is power. Information is power. So if you're feeling powerless, and sometimes you do this consciously, and sometimes you do this subconsciously. If you're feeling powerless, there's an element that you want to start controlling. So elements of drama. Let's talk a little bit about this. A shortening timeline, which usually means that you're trying to get things done without full consideration of what's going on and the consequences and everything that's happening. But a lot of times what happens in the elements of drama is misinformation happens. Remember, information is power. And if I'm sitting here giving my power over to somebody else or to a situation or to the telephone or even to Blog Talk Radio, because it's not going as I expected or wanted, then I can begin to feel powerless. A sense of powerlessness increases my stress. When I'm stressed, I'm not thinking clearly. I'm avoiding peace. And this is where creating lying comes in. I may be telling myself or someone else a story that I've created in my mind. Remember, the mind does not know something, the difference between something real and something imagined. So I may be recreating something that's in my mind to reduce my stress, but meanwhile, it's not the reality of what's happening. It's the reality of what I am wishing would happen. So I may be saying something, and I may be lying without realizing that I'm lying. Well, if I'm doing this, that's a sign of stress. And it's really, really interesting. I'll get to a story here in just a minute. But someone gets confused or doesn't hear right. Someone gives out incorrect information. There's incomplete information. Or, in the case of holiday stress that we're going to get into closer to the holidays, recognizing recurring family patterns and detaching from them. So now I'm in a place where I've been giving away my power, so now I'm starting to live in drama. I might be coming up on a timeline that I didn't realize existed, or a timeline where I procrastinated, or a timeline where I was well, this new number didn't work any better than the other. I apologize for that short interruption. At any rate, we're getting to a place where I think we're coming up on a time for a break. So I will remind you that the Calm Moms free report no longer comes with the audio. However, you are welcome to download the free report, and I'll be back with you in just a minute after this brief break. Thank you.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us. And how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging in here with me during this show about five serious stressors where, boy, I'm feeling a little bit under pressure. So I can choose to react or I can choose to respond. I'm choosing to respond. This is just an interesting dynamic of things that are happening that we're going to work with today. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. So we talked earlier about the telephone game. We talked about giving away your power and how can you claim it back. And we talked about information being power. So here I am, or here the hypothetical person is. And my sympathetic nervous system is getting extremely active. It's leaking the blood out of the top of my brain that thinks. So now I'm not thinking clearly. Then I am feeling hopeless and helpless and powerless because I'm giving my power away to an event or someone else or something else, and it's not readily available to me. So I've gotten some misinformation. I have given away my power, and now I'm frantically trying to feel better. Meanwhile, Tillian Brainstem is having a heyday here, just creating chaos and disorder and disorganization and stress all over the place. I'm producing a lot of the stress hormones, and my body is starting to feel tired and exhausted. I talked to you a little bit about lying, maybe lying to myself and telling myself a story so that hopefully I can start feeling better, or telling a story to somebody else so that I can take power from them because I'm feeling so depleted. How awful. Really sincerely. How awful. And we get in these habits of giving people our power, feeling powerless, and then feeling unable to change it. So let's come back into the five self-healing skills again. Or the four self-healing skills. Sorry, brain. Trying to get oxygen up there, doing some belly breathing. That's okay. I'm coming back. All right. So the four self-healing skills. Drinking enough water. Been doing that. I did some belly breathing during the commercial break. I am aware that my brain is not working in a highly effective and efficient manner. And I'm also very much in the present moment. I'm letting even the first part of the show go. I'm letting the stress of starting the show five times, I'm releasing that. And I am listening to the information that I'm giving you to make sure that it is quality information. So let's review those elements of drama again. That shortening timeline, again, I don't have a timeline because my regular studio clock is not working. Misinformation, because information is power. Someone withholds important information. Someone gets confused or doesn't hear right, like in the telephone game. Someone gives out incorrect information, or maybe the information is simply incomplete. It didn't hear the whole thing. Or one of the things that my brain tends to do is I hear the first part of some of the information, and then I go, oh my gosh, and I start telling myself a story about what I've just heard. And it takes me out of listening fully to that person. I was talking with someone the other day, and I said, I do have slight ADD and ADHD, and I do am slightly dyslexic, and we had been talking about that. And we were talking about a subject, and we were conversing back and forth. I was hearing, I was listening. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of a sentence that I was saying to her, something else popped into my brain, and without filtering or thinking about it, I started talking about a whole other subject. So imagine you're in a conversation with me and getting some information like the time of the event is 6 o'clock. Oh, and by the way, there's a movie that I want to see. I mean, it was that dramatic. And I got an insight into how I can maybe have someone feel when they're talking to me that I might not be listening or I might not be paying attention. And neither one of those is true because I was listening and I was present and I was paying attention. But she could take that and she could say, well, she made me feel insignificant because she all of a sudden started talking about something entirely different than what I was talking about. That wasn't my intention at all. That just happens to be the way that my brain works. So this is where interesting point of view, that I have this point of view, comes in. If I really want to feel hopeless and helpless, I can start the drama sequence. I can start living in drama. And I can say, oh, that person doesn't like me. And then I can tell myself a couple of stories that reinforce the idea that that person doesn't like me. And then I start getting uncomfortable about being in that. And I might look into my self-esteem and say, oh, I'm not worthy of being a friend of this person. So I'll tell them something so that I'll start to feel more worthy and they'll think I'm worthy. But that might be an entire lie. Might not be true at all. But I might be doing it because I am giving my power away to an idea that I have. That's simply an interesting point of view. So if I can come back into this present moment and think, interesting point of view, that I have that point of view, I can begin to change my stress. Take a sip of water, belly breathe, become aware of my state of being in that moment, get into the present moment, and stop creating drama that distorts reality as I'm creating it. Because we really do create our own points of view, and we really do create our reality. When we understand that, we can reduce our stress to very high levels. Point of view, that we have that point of view. Now, I mentioned last week that I do have some guided imagery and some meditation information on Amazon.com. I'd like to remind you that you're welcome to go on Amazon.com and purchase a guided imagery or a meditation CD that might be helpful for you reducing your stress. They have information in them. Some of it you will have heard on these blog talk radio shows. Others you may not have heard at all. But I am really committed to bringing you that information to inspire, inform, and motivate you to make changes in your life so that you can have a more peaceful, purposeful life. If you want to get a better deal and you'd like to have all of the CDs, You can send me an email at info@makingshiftshappen.com, and when you buy six, you get the seventh free. It does help you save on shipping as well. So, I'd like to end today with a quote. And I really like this quote. It says, stress, and this is another definition, is the inability to tell the difference between what is happening and what you think is happening. This brings us back into stress as the result of three perceptions: your perception of the stressor, your perception of your coping mechanisms and your management skills, and your perception of the difference between the stressor and your management skills. So remember, we do create our own reality. We can tell ourselves a story that takes us out of present moment reality and puts us into a place that is not really helpful and healing for us. One more thing as we're talking about the drama. Become more aware of the stories that you tell yourself and the drama that you create for you. Notice it and write it down. And then say, interesting point of view that I have this point of view. And keep repeating that until you notice that you're entirely neutral about something you thought was a very huge stressor for you. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. And thank you very much for listening to today's show. I am off to play with my grandson. He is here, and we are getting ready, which is why I'm a little bit discombobulated. We are getting ready to go out and enjoy our rest of our afternoon. He's great company. I really enjoy him. And it's one of the great de-stressors in my life because I really enjoy spending time with him. We have a good time, and we really like how we are with each other. So, thank you very much for listening. Remember to listen to us on Stitcher and iTunes if you get the chance. And if you think about it, leave a review. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you being a part of my loyal audience. Talk with you next week. Remember, we're on every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.